9, Dalet Amud Beis. And before we go further, I would like to... I said over a Rashi, Rabbi Zalman Gordon told me a better pshat Rashi, and I was looking at the Rashi again, I'd like to say it over. I think it's very meduyik the way he said. The first pshat in Rashi, we learned in the Gemara and Daf, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and Ayin Dalet Amud Beis in the beginning, that Haboyre to Musim Mitoich Pseile Shalahem Ischai. So the Gemara asked Akash, and Rashi learns in the first pshat, that the Pseiles is the Klipe. And he takes out the Tumusim from the Pseiles, he's Chayiv. So the Gemara asked Akash, that's Oichel Mitoich Pseiles. So the Gemara says, since you cook it 7 times, if you won't take it out right away, it's going to spoil. So it's like Pseiles Mitoich Oichel Domi. So we had learned in Daran that according to this Pshat, that means since it was cooked 7 times, it will remain in the Pseiles, it will remain in the Pseiles, so it will spoil right away. You have to take it out right away from the Pseiles. So Daran says a vote that Mitzad Echad, the Pseiles is more choshuv than the Tumosim. Why? Because the Pseiles will not become Misrach, and the Tumosim will become Misrach. That's what Daran says. The answer is Mitersh Sholakarbe, Imain Mesalkan Oise Miyad Mitersh Psaila Sholoila Alta Hu Masriach, Papsailis Eine Masriach, Ilkach Kipsailis Mitersh Eicheldomi. So the Tumosim, if you're comparing the Tumosim to the Klipe, so it's like Psailis Mitersh Eicheldomi. That is Lachere, the first Pshat in Rashi. But yesterday we had a problem with a few words. Now let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "V'loy shokli leila oicho mitoich apsoilus mitoich shehu rach v'nimu kaidei shenishla karbe." Since it's very soft, misrach is going to spoil. He won't take it out. V'hilka oicho nami. The oicho nami. The oicho also calls man. This also is very meduyik. Calls man shemeuriv boy havi kipsoilus. So Kozman, it is ma'uriv, with the klipe, it is kipsoilus, because it's going to spoil. Umiyu oichelu. Now Rashi comes and says, it is an oichel. Now, why is this necessary? Umachmirin, so these three words we had a problem. Umachmirin alei, lemehevi yahudi shokel, kipsoilus mitoich oichel. And what is Rashi Moisef over here? Where machmer, Rashi was finished from before. But Asmi Rashi is saying a Meir Dikechidish over here. That Cheskiah was Machadish, that if you take the Tumosim from the Klipis, that is Pseilus Mitoich Eichel. Because Mitzad Echad, the Tumosim have it in Pseilus, because it's going to get rotten right away. Mitzad Acher, and the Klipe will not be Masriya. So that's called Pseiles Mitoich Eichel. But there's another Nikude. Can one take the Klipe from the Tumosim? So there's a Fakertes for it. The Klipe Vinish, the Enoch Anami, the Tumosim have a small lifespan. If they're not taken away in 2 minutes, they're going to get rotten. Obeleidach Yisabashehu Shom, the Tumosim are an Oichel now, and the Klipe, with, even though it won't be Masriach, although the Zicha as far to say the Klipe, Legabi the Tumosim, so the Klipe is a Din also Pseilus Mitoich Oichel. So in other words, you cannot take any from the other. Chizki said a Chiddush, you can't even take the Tumosim from the Klipe, but who are Din, you can't take the Klipe from the Tumosim. Because even though the Klipa will not be Masriach, aber the Tumosim is an Eichel. And the Klipa Vinishvi is not an Eichel. So you'll take the Klipa from the Tumosim, so it's also Pseilus Mitoich Eichel. That is what Rashi is saying by Lichas Rishayne. Vihilka, Eichel Nami. Rashi says, not only if you take the Eichel from the Klipa, it's Pseilus Mitoich Eichel. Oichel nami, the oichel also. That means if you take the klipe from the psoile, from the tumosim, it's also psoilus mitoich oichel. But Chesky is saying if you take the oichel from the klipe, it's also psoilus mitoich oichel. That's what Rashi is saying. Oichel nami, Because man shem ulaboy havi kipsailis. But Rashi say, umiyu oichol hu. So Rashi saying, but the other way around, you can't take away the klipa from the klipa from the tumosim, because this is an oichol, the klipa is part of the klipa. So both are also. Umachmerinin olei, lemehevi, ahudi shokol, whatever he will take. That's what Rashi is moisif. We are machmer on him, whatever he will take, kipsoilus mitoich oichol. Because which way you look at it, it's psoilus mitoich oichol. The tumosim are psoilus mitzad echo, the tumosim have the same psoilus because they're going to be mischach and the klipa is not mischach. But le'idach gista, the oichol is an oichol, the klipa is a klipa. So whatever he will take, it has a din of psoilus mitoich oichol. Now Heskia was mechadish that the tumosim is also psoilus mitoich oichol. That's what Rashi says over here in the Nami. Let us go further in the Gemara. Tonu Rabon, Hateleish es hakonof. If a person will pluck off a feather from a bird, and the Rishonim say, the Rabban, the Ran, that there's no difference if the bird is alive or the bird is dead. The same halacha. V'hakoytmon. And now he'll go and snip off part of this feather. And he'll pull off the hairs on the feather and make the stem of the feather, it should be hairless. So for this pula, for plucking the feather, from cutting the feather and being moired, pulling out the hairs, it's chayiv three chatois. Omer Rav Shimon ben Lokish, Toilish, Chayiv Mishum Goizis. That what he plucks it out of the behemoth is Chayiv Alts Goizis. And that the Ramban explains, he brings a Tosefta, Goizis, to take out hairs, to pull out hairs, is no chilik if the behemoth is alive or dead. If one has a fur coat and he's pulling out hairs, he's Chayiv Alts Goizis. So Toilish, Chayiv Mishum Goizis. And since the Gemara did not say that there's an inyan of oikel dovo migiduloi, so we see from this that that is only by gidulei karke. Koitzer, meleches koitzer, which is oikel dovo migiduloi, this is something that is growing from the karke, there's a new lav of koitzer. But by balichayim, there's no lav of koitzer, so therefore there's no difference if it's alive or dead. No, the iser is als goizes. Goizis, he's taking off the saris from the behemoth, and that is the iser of gzize. So taking off the feather is also goizis. Koitim, when he cuts off a chelik of this feather, chayiv mishum mechatech. He's chayiv alts mechatech. There's a certain amount, a specific amount he wants to cut off. Memareit, though he takes off the hairs from the feather, Chayiv Mishum Memachik. So he's smoothing out the stem of the feather. Zot Rashi. Hateilesh es hakonof. Noitza gdoilo, a large feather, min konof ha'oif, from the wing of the oif. By Rashi says gdoilo, I really do not know. Vahakoitmon, la'achesh etolshoi, after he plucked out this feather, choytech roishoi. He snips off the top of the feather, shehu dak, which this is thin, v'roila nichoi bekaruksas. That means he wants to use the feather to put into his pillow. But lamaisa, you can't put a whole feather in the pillow because it would be very uncomfortable because of this chalocking of the feather, which are tough, so that won't be comfortable. But the chelik, the top of the feather, which is soft, you don't feel yet the stem of the feather, so that you cut off. So that's a certain amount that he's cutting off. That's called mechatech. V'hamoltei letzad znovoi. Now the rest of the feather where you have a hard stem, so there you can't use the stem. There you can't stick the whole thing into the pillow. So you just go and take off the hairs. Letzad znovoi shehu kosher. This is hard. So here you pull out the saris. umashlich hakone, and he throws away the kone, v'noisin haseyo bekar v'ksas, and he puts these hairs used to fill up a pillow or a blanket. Mishum mechatech, the kopid lachtech ad mokim shuhuchoy, this he's only cutting a certain amount. V'gam min hakone oireg koivim. Now Rashi says, from the stem of the feather, they used to go in weed hats. V'oise koivim mikanfe oif b'loiseya. They used to make hats, mikanfe oif, from the feathers of an oif b'loiseya. They didn't stick a feather in the hat, they took off all the hairs from the feather. They used to make a type of a hat out of it. Now, what is Rashi telling us over here? So, Be'emetzin, Rashi is telling us there's a big the Ritva is Ma'ira on Rashi. The third chiyuv is Alts Memachik. Memachik is, what was the machik in the Mishkan? That they had oiris, and there was hair on top of them. They wanted to get rid of the hair. They wanted to smooth the leather. So they went and they rubbed off the hair. They got rid of the hair. So the purpose of the melacha was to smoothen the leather. That's melachas mamachik. Here Rashi Teich HaDvarim says that they pulled off the hairs, and the hairs they stuck into the pillowcase, and the kone they threw away. So Taina Teritva and Rashi, so it's a melacha shein tzricha legufa. So Memela, why are you chayav al tzmemachik? Melechus mamachik is that you want the kone to be smooth. I don't want the kone to be smooth. I want to take off the hairs, muskate on the kone. So that's why the Ritva says that, that's why he likes the second thing what Rashi says. That Rashi says later that maybe Rashi is just telling us why they used to do it, but not why this person is mechuyev. That's why Rashi says later that they used to make hats out of these konim. Used to make hats out of these konim, and fakir they were makbid that the konim should not have any hair on it. So memele, so there's a chiyuv that's called a melacha tzricha legufa. He wants that the konim should be smooth. So memele, so that's why he's memadat the saris. Maybe that is why Rashi said it was a noitza gedoyla, could be by a small noitza they couldn't make a hat out of it, and you have to make a hat out of it in order. It should be a melacha tzricha legufa. Maybe that is pshat. The Rashi said gedoyla before. Mishum memachek, desnan gabi oir hamemachkoi. So that's the three chatois. Hakoisher vahamater. Frekti gemore. Kshira b'mishkan heichi havoi. Where was the kshira in the Mishkan? Omarove. So Rabbi said, "Shekein koishrin biyaseidais hayholim." That they used to be koisher biyaseidais hayholim. Let's see what Rashi says. Noyatzim yaseidais bekarke. They stuck in spikes into the karke. Kedirsiv yaseidais hamishkan. Bekoishrin hayiriyas behen b'meisreim. And the yiriyas were tied, were held secure to the ropes that were attached to the yiriyas, so they were held secure by you tied the mesorim, the ropes, to the yiseidites. So that was kosher in the Mishkan. Frek de Gemore, kosher al menas lahatiru. This is a kosher al menas lahat. V'chiyai gavne potrinele lekamon desnan kol kesher sha'ene shel kayoma ein chayovanova. So the Gemara asks, how could you say this was the kosher of the Mishkan? This is a kosher amenas lahat. When I learned this Gemara, I had a shtickle problem. L'chayre, till now we were under the assumption that the melachas that were done for the asiyas hamishkan to make the mishkan, these melachas are osur in Shabbos. The melachas that were necessary to make the mishkan.
Now, here the Gemara all of a sudden speaks about kosher, which was a malacha in Hakamas HaMishkan. Where do we see Bechlal that this was also Osir in Shabbos? Where do we see that this is Osir in Shabbos? This is Hakamas HaMishkan, it's not Asiyas HaMishkan. Who says that these malachas are Osir in Shabbos, the Maisa Hakamah? The malachas which are used to make the Mishkan, not to put up the Mishkan. So I thought that could be pshat is as follows, that the first 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan and took down the Mishkan. That was the first 7 days. Vayi b'yayim hashmini, which was Rosh Chodesh Nissen, then started Avodas HaMishkan. So these 7 days could be, we needed the piluk, we needed the piluk HaMishkan and the Hakamas HaMishkan, these 7 days. That was, it didn't become Mishkan till these 7 days passed. That means this still had a halacha of Asiyas HaMishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesoinen, he had no chelik with Asiyas HaMishkan, so he was given this avoided. So it could be in Pasuk it says that also he finished Kol Melachta, it says in the Pasuk. The Pasuk, Vayichal Moshe Es HaMeloche. After all this, Vayichal Moshe Es HaMeloche. So could be this falls into the category of Meleches HaMishkan. That means it didn't become Mishkan, not we have a Faltike Mishkan and now we're putting up the Mishkan. The Faltike Mishkan became after the Shivish Yimei HaMiluyim. And these 7 days were still making this called Meleches HaMishkan. So the mail is very good, the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a kosher almanas lahatir. Because each day he took it apart. That's a kosher almanas lahatir. How did the Gemara get this a kosher almanas lahatir? That's what I thought, pshat in the Gemara. But later I found the Beis Meir in Erechayim and Simen Shin Yud Zayin, that and Avni Nezer, they say pshat, they learn pshat that we're speaking about of the Hakamas HaMishkan of Rosh Chodesh Nissen. This kasha bechlal didn't bother them, that the Hakamas HaMishkan and Asiyas HaMishkan, that didn't bother them at all. And why is it called kosher amenas lahatir? Why was it amenas lahatir? So he says, Shema yitzad, Avnineza says, Shema yitzave, oisam HaKadosh Baruch Hu lisa miyad l'eretz Yisrael. They weren't going to stay in the Midbar. And he says, Klo, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, they were muftach to go to Eretz Yisrael after 50 days. That means after 50 days, it wouldn't be from the chet of the Messiah, and they would end up in Eretz Yisrael. So since it was Oymed Lahate after 50 days, that's also not called Akesha Shel Kayoma. That's what Avnei Nezer says Pshat Nagamor. This is Avnei Nezer Simen Kufayin Ches Chelik Aleph. So it seems that because they were Oymed to go to Eretz Yisrael, they weren't going to remain in the Midbar. So that's called Kosher Almenas Lahate. It's very interesting. L'chayre, the Zamachloikis, the Bir Aloche in Rabbi Keveger and the Prima Godim, the Prima Godim and Rabbi Keveger say, if a person makes a kesher shel kayoma in Shabbos, but he has inzinin to open it up in Shabbos, that's not called a kesher shel kayoma. That's what Rabbi Keveger says, the Prima Godim says. The Mishnah Berurah says, no, Bir Aloche says, he thinks, that if a person made a kesher shel kayoma, even though he has nizinim mitzvah Shabbos, he's going to open it up. That's a kesher shel kayoma. He has nizinim to open it up. It's kolnish mit kolnish. That's what the Bir Aloche says. So lochayre, I thought from this gemara is an offenestira to the Bir Aloche. The Gemara says it's not a kesher shel kayama because they're going to open it up. The Daminei said 50 days they're going to open it up. So I wanted to say, you're going to open it up each day. By that comment, they opened it up each day. But Kaponim, you see, even though you made a kesher shel kayama, if you have intended to open it up, it's not called a kesher shel kayama. As I say, it's a klon in the Gemara. So lechayre, it's a pella on the bir aloch, and the bir aloch and them to say it aloch. He thinks of it, Rabbi Kevedi, a prima godem, and he says, it's a kesh shal kiyomi, he wants to open it up, he hasn't didn't open it up, that doesn't mean anything. Vasher usham, it's a kesh shal kiyomi. But I thought, could be, it is no kasha on the bir aloch. Why? Because if a person makes a kesh shal kiyomi, and he thinks he's going to open it up, so there the bir aloch says, sahotach nitzim kesha. He made a kesher shel kayom. He's going to open it up. He'll open it up. But now it's a kesher shel kayom. Here the kesher was going to be opened up al pi Hashem. The Rebbe Hashem is going to tell them to go. It's not pshat adas ha'odom. A person is making up his mind to open up the kesher. His mind could be, does not affect the kesher. He made a kesher shel kayom. He decided when he made it, he's going to open it up. Good. So what he thinks, his mind does not affect his rotzen, and his kavonis do not affect the kesher. That is the svar of the bir aloche. But if the Rabbi Nishal Olam is telling them that, listen, Rabbi, you're not going to remain here in the midbar. You're going to, either we're speaking about the hatorah of every day by the Shiva Shimei Meluim, or we're speaking about what Rabbi Nezer says, that they'll have to leave the midbar in 50 days. So Memele, that is called a kesher that's oimed al pi Hashem Yisrael. That's called a kesher that's oimed to become opened up. It can't remain. It has to be opened up. So it could be, this the Gemara held for Dover Poshet, this is not a kesher shel kayom. Of Al Koponim, so the Gemara says that cannot be the kosher in the midbar. By the Siyas HaMishkam, because this is a kosher Amanas Lahate. Elo Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, Shekein Oilge Yeriyos Shenivsika Lahem Nima, when they were weaving the Yeriyos. Shenivsika Nima, and now one of the threads tore. We have to understand, in the weaving process, all the threads are under pressure. They can't be loose, they have to be taut, the threads. Now, if the threads are taut, so sometimes the thread can tear. So what do you do when a thread tears? In the middle of weaving a yeriyah, what do you do? Shenivsika nima kaishchenoiso. So they used to tie the two threads together. They used to be mikasha, the two threads together. So, loyimolate means, in the Mishkan, that also a thread to it, like from the Chuti Yashesi, the Chuti Erev, a thread to it, so they tied it together with a knot. They didn't throw away the Yeri each time one thread to it. So Mamela, that was the Kosher in the Mishkan. Omar Leirove, Tiratzto Kosher. Good. That was the Kosher in the Mishkan. Abu Mater Ma'ikal Ameimah. Now, the Mishnah says one of the Lamatas Malachas is Mater, opening up on that. Where was their Mater in the Mishnah? Maybe you'll tell me as follows. The E Misrami Lei Trei Kitri Bahadi Adodi. What'll happen if you'll have one after the other, two knots? Could be, that's what the Gemara means, in two rows. Let's say you'll have, let's say the chutei ha'orev will tear. So you on row aleph, it tore, and you made a knot. The same mazel, the row afterwards, it also tore. And you'll make another knot. Two knots will be boiled. That already, that is poigim, the beauty of the yiriyah. It's very, it's boiled. So Mamela the Misramile Trei Kitri Bahadiyadod, if you have two knots one next to the other. So then Sharichat, so you open up one of the knots. That means after it's woven already, so now the knots had to be in place, Kozman, you were in the weaving process, but after you wove it, so they used to open up one of the knots, that it shouldn't be boiled the two knots together. So now we have Matir. V'kotachad, and Rashi learns Pshat, v'kotachad means in one remains, and one remains Mekusha. So, as al kaponim, we found the matir in the Mishkan, that if it ever occurred that you had two knots, one next to the other, in two consecutive rows, so after the Yeri was finished, they opened up the second knot, so al kaponim, it shouldn't be so obvious, the knots in the Yeri. So the Gemara says they never did such a thing. Hash of Nemelech Bosso Vidome Noisin Kain, of Nemelech Malchim Lochim Akadish Bochu Oisin. So we'll see Rashi explains that if you're going to open up a knot, there's going to be a hole in the Yeriah. That's not a covet. A Zichah would not do such a thing. And it would be a noticeable hole because the chutim were very thick. There were kofor shishas. So in Mele, if you can open up the knot, you'll see a hole. They walk the Zichah was not the derech for the to make a yiriya that way. Elo omar rove viteim rabbi loy shekein tzadei chilozain koishrin umatirin. And they trapped the chilozain, they made nets to trap the chilozain, so there was kshire, they tied together the nets, umatirin, they opened up the knots. That was tzadei chilozain. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Koishim Nasla Hateru, Vichayagav Na Patrino Le Kamon, Desnan Kol Keshe Sheni Shal Kayom, Ein Chayovim Olo, Tatsa Keshe Sheni Shal Kayom. Vahadi Adodi, Vishnei Chutim, Ze Eitzel Ze. If you have two chutim, one next to the other, you'll have two knots. Shori Chat, so the Gemara says, La'achari goson, after you finished weaving the whole Yiriye, Matir ha'echot, so matir one of them, midnei shebultin venirin. Because it's boilet, so you don't want two ksharim one next to the other. V'kotachat, claim, and not you tie the other one's tied already. Miniach kamayishu, you leave it the way it was. So the Gemara says, Ashte, Shekshabatiroi, because if you can open it up, nire hanekev biyiriya. So you'll see the hole in the yiriya. Shechuteho yakvul and shisha. They were very thick threads. Oho yugasin. So what did they lemaise do? Umitchil oho yuzrizim bekach. That it shouldn't occur such a thing. Chimisramulu trei kitri. If it ever occurred that they did have two ksharim is koishrin ha'echot. So then one was tied. One was koishrin ha'echot, one remained tied. It seems one kesher is not boiled. V'noiskin achut ha'sheni milamata lamaylo. You tear out, it seems, the whole row. The whole row of the, we're talking about the chut ha'orev mistama, so you tear out the whole row. Umesafkon bechut aruch, and now you attach the two sides with one long chut. The koishon lamaylo lamata ve'einsham shnayim ksharim smuchim. So I think Rashi means, so you, if something did occur like this, so you make sure that the ksharim should not be one next to the other. There's a your kashya in the beginning of the shura, the end of the shura, al kaponim, it should not be one next to the other. Tzadei chilozin, litzvoya hatcheles bedomim. V'hu kemin dakotin, v'oyla achas l'shivim shon. Koishrin umatirin. So memele, by tzadei chilozin. There's a very interesting kashya, the Sfas Emes asks, that between you and me, do you think they chapt chalzoinis in the midbar? It comes once in 70 years from the Yam. They had say, 2 months to make the Mishkan. And fakert, if you look in the Chumash, they donated chalas. They came from Mitzrayim with chalas. That's what they did. They donated chalas, argomon. They weren't sod any chalzoinis in the midbar. So we're building over here that you needed meleches kosher matir when you tzad a chalozin. There was no such thing. They brought fartike chalas. So the Sasemus blows by a kasha, but the Chassam Sofer and Daf Ayin Daled Amud Aleph, he also asks a similar kasha, Lagabi something else, but he also says everything came faltic, but all the malachas, that means they donated tchelas taka, they never did any mice in the midbar to make tchelas. They donated faltic wool. But all the malachas that were done in order to make the tchelas in Mitzrayim, so these malachas were considered malachas hamishkan, because the mice said these malachas contributed to the asiyas hamishkan. That's how the Chassam Sofer learns pshat. Agavulchid is a problem because the Sfasemis asks, maybe Chassam Sofer says in the pasuk klil tchelas, so the Gemara dashes has to be lishma. If they brought it from Mitzrayim, it wasn't lishma. That's a problem. Aber al kaponim, let's get back to Rashi now. Tzidech halozen, litzboya hatcheles bedome. They used to go in capture chilzaynis in order to color the tcheles. Who can mean that cotton boil achas loshivim shana? Koishrin umatirin. Shekol rishtois asuyois ksharim ksharim. The nets used to be made, it's pieces of rope tied together with knots. The hain kishri kayama. It was tied to remain there. Sometimes you have to take off chutim from this net. Is matter mikan, the kosher mikan. So your matter from one and your kosher from the other. Zog Taisvis. Shekain Sidech Halozen. Sidech Halozen. Bereish Elu Ksharim, Perish Bekuntris, Koishren U Matirin. Pomim Koishren Esa Machmoiris, U Pomim Matirin Oysa. Now what is Taisvis telling us over here? So the Chayfetz Hashem from the Echaim HaKadosh says, the Taisvis is telling us, wants to fa'emfa Akasha. Remember by the Mishnah, and that Ein Gimel Amud Aleph, Taisvis Klerd Ashayla, by Meleches Mater, if you have to be a Mater Almanas Liksha, or you don't have to be a Mater Almanas Liksha. That was Taisvis Shayla, Meleches Mater. Kerei, you need Almanas Litva, you need Mater Almanas Liksha. So Taisvis brought a Raya from Rashi. Rashi, Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara before. What was the matter? The matter was, if there was two kitri, bahadi adodi, they opened up one. It's not almanas liksha. So you see, from Rashi, you do not need almanas liksha. So that's Rashi shita. So then, Taisvis got stuck. But what's the maskonis agamore? The maskonis agamore is that they made rishtas. So Rashi says, so if you look, you take the Rashi literally, so Rashi says, the pomishetzor little chutin mereshezeh, so Rashi by the Rishtois, you were Matir Almanas Likshir. So Memelis or Taisvis era Kasha Rashi Lishitosa. If Rashi holds that Meleches Matir does not have to be Almanas Likshir, later Maskana does have to be Almanas Likshir. That it was Matir Mizu Vekoisha Mikan. So therefore Taisvis says no. Perish bekuntres koishren u matirim. Pomim koishren esa mechmoiris. U pomim matirim oisem. Not that it had to be you a matir amanas likshel. Rashi later says sometimes they needed a smaller reshes. So they untied a few rows of nets. Period. Sometimes they needed a bigger one, so they tied more. But al kaponim, not that it means that they were matir amanas likshel the way it seems from Rashi over here. That is what Taisus is coming to tell us. Vahatayfer shtei tfiles. Vaholoi kaime. Frechte gemore. Vaholoi kaime. It won't last. That means the pula that he is doing will not last. And for the gemore. Speaking about after the beginning, the Teif of the state Firis, he puts a question. Let us see Rashi. It won't last. the given the loikaime lav melochi. So this is not called a melochi. And for the Gemara, shekosher shnei roshe yachud. He was kosher the shnei roshe yachud. So poshe pshat in Rashi is what shat shekosher shnei roshe yachud. That means he made two tfiris, and then it's going to slip out. So he made a kesher on each side. Shnei Rosh Yachut. He made a kesher that it shouldn't slip out. So the shaila is, why aren't you chayiv al kesher? So the Ritva says, one of the terutzim of the Ritva is shekosher al menas lahav. A very interesting Ritva. That when he sews, he makes the knots on both sides, of an almanas lahatar, yes, and then he's gonna open it up. So memele, so he says, so even though he isn't in it to open it up, so the gabi kosher is not chayiv, and the gabi tefer is chayiv, because basher usham, the tfire is adover shal kayoma. Even though he isn't in it that he's going to go and open up the knots, in the gabi kosher it's kolish, but the gabi matir, Elagabi Teifer, it's called Teifer. This is the Ritva Afanol. So Dasame, from this Ritva, we see not like the Bir Aloche. Here we see Klona like the Bir Aloche. He says, you're a Kosher, I'm a Nas Lahat, and it's not Chaim als Kosher. The Avnei Nezer brings down from the Yireyim a very interesting pshat. That the Kosher of the Mishkan was Lechaber Beis Dvorim. That means, what was the kosher of the Mishkan? We had before that a nimator, so you have to attach two things together, yeah, to two sides of the nimator, you have to attach it together, so you make a knot to attach two things. So he brings from the Yireyim, but what will be, here we're making a knot, we're not attaching anything with the knot. We're just making a knot on the chut, that the chut shouldn't slip out. So the tefillah of the beggar is holding, but you're not attaching anything with the kesher. So the Yireyim says, there's no chiyuv of kesher. That means a kesher, you're making a knot at the end of a chut, and the knot is not attaching anything. What is it attaching to? You're only accomplishing that the end of the chut got thicker, so it won't go through the material. But you're not tying two things together. This is not Melechus Kosher. So Memele, so therefore, so Yibachayiv al Tzteifer, and Yinat Chayiv al Tzkosher. Hakoireya al Menas Litfer. We have heard in the Mishnah that is Melechus Koireya. Frekte Gemore Kriye B'Mishkan Mihave. Where in the Yasiyas HaMishkan did they tear material? Rabbe v'Rab Zeiri, Domri Tavaya, they did tear material. Shekein Yeriye, Shenofal Bodano. If you had a piece of material, Yeriye, a curtain, Shenofal Bodano, that it got a hole in it. Koirin Bo, so you cannot sew it together because the material will pucker. So Koirin Bo, so you tear the whole Yeriye, V'Teifrenois, and then you sew it together, and then the hole is unnoticeable. So that's the case of Kereya in the Mishkan. Zot Rashi, Dan no Telas, Umenakev boy nekev cotton vogel, and makes a small round hole. The tzorech likroya lamato lamailo as a nekev, shaloi teyatvira asuye kemotim kemotim. That it should be all tzeknech, some amela you have to tear it and then sew it together. Zoktoises. Shekein yiriye shenofal bodarno, teimolari. The berei sha'oireg omrinon, keireya almenas litfer shteifires tfires eicha mashkachaslo. What is the case of keireya almenas litfer shteifires? Umishani davide ke kisiso. That the material was made kikisisa. So Rashi explains over there that sometimes when a seam
is made of material, so the seam was made by Klonish. So in one chelik the material is overlapping, and it looks baggy, it looks like it's sticking out, it looks like a bag. Because it is not, it wasn't put out properly. So they had to tear it, and sew it back together. So that's the case of Kireya Almanas Litva. And here the Gemara says, Apsamaisa with Allah. But Aymeri, the Bemishkin ha yo'umnim biyoisa. He says, by the Mishkan Lemaise, such a thing didn't occur. That means this only occurs if the seamstress is batlonish, so it wasn't set out properly. So Mameli, you could have a chelik of the material looks baggy. It's bulging out. So therefore, yeah, then you had to tear it open and sew it over again, to rip it and sew it over again. But by the Mishkan, such a thing never occurred, and the Mishkan, there never was such a thing. So that's why when the Gemara argument is asking, where was the Kriya Manas Litfer in the Mishkan, where was the Kriya Bechlau? So that never existed in the Mishkan, such a case. Yeva batlonish et tfire, and you had to go and rip it. So therefore our Gemara says, Danna. The Gemara later, when he's asking Akasha, what is the case of Kireya Manas Litva, for Hossam Loikoma Shinochel Bodana, the Noka de Shriach Tvei, the Kelt. And he seems to tell you that they rip many times on the sewing of baguettes. He didn't want to say a Maisa with a Loch. So he said, Ashriach de Gezach, Kireya Manas Litva. Sometimes the material becomes baggy, so Mamela you have to tear it and sew in Amanas Litva. Boy, the hosam boy lashkuchi kerei amanas lutfer shtei tfiris. There you don't have to tear the whole length of the baguette. There, if it's baggy or bulging in one place, you just tear that place and you sew it together. So there it's shaykh echetimse of kerei amanas lutfer. The yiriye shenofel bod, as a shtei tfiris, amanas lutfer shtei tfiris, besulai. The Yiriyah Shanafa Bodarnitzach Lekaira Mitchilosa Vatsaifa. This you can't get away with two tfiris. This you have to sew the whole length of the beggar. So therefore, the Gemara later speaking about where's the case of Kireya. Almanas Litver Shtei Tfiris. That case is only by the case of Kisisa. That only there's a part of the material is bulging, so you just tear that part and you sew it back together. So Taisus is saying now a very interesting chiddush, and the Chassam Sofer is mevayer this chiddush. Be'etzim, the malachis, the lamatas malachis of Shabbos are only the malachis which were in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, the malacha of Kireya was Kireya Manas Litver Kolabege. That was the case in the Mishkan. So the tzuris ha-malacha we learn out from the Mishkan. But what is called achshivis of malacha, that was nimsa lechachamim. And if the Chachamim hold that two tfiris is called already a tfirah chshuve, so memeila, so even though in the Mishkan there was not a kereya manas litfer shtei tfiris, there's a kereya manas litfer koayiriye, but since the Chazal held that two tfiris is called a davar choshev, so this becomes an av meloch. Omar Rav Zutre Bar Tuvia Omar Rav. Hamoiseach chut shel tfire b'Shabbos. If the stitches of a beged got loose, and the stitches were holding together, let's say that you had a beged, you have two chalokim in the beged, two parts of the beged, and they're being held together by the stitches. And now the stitches got loose, and the person doesn't want that one chalik of the beged should be flapping away. He wants it to be one next to the other. So he, very nicely, he pulls the thread of the stitches, and he tightens the stitches by pulling it. So this is a shrekle gezach.
Malchut shel Tfira b'Shabbos Chayev Chatas. Is Chayev Chatas. So Rashi, let us see Rashi. HaMeiseya Chut shel Tfira Beget HaTofel Ba'oimet. A beget that was sewn together. V'iniach Achut Oruch, and the stitches, the thread for the stitches were made out of, it was a long thread. V'nispaldu Shtei Chatichas HaBeget Zu Mizu B'Miktzas. They separated already. The stitches became loose, and the two chalokim of the two chatichas became separated. V'chutei ha-tfireis nimshochim. And the chutei ha-tfireis, you can pull. U'meiseyach es roshi achut lahodek. He wants to tighten it. L'chaber. Zu hi tfirosoi. So by pulling it, this is called ha-tfire v'chayev. And he's chayev. So it's very interesting. Rashi holds in Meleches Teifer, not only is one chayev if he makes a tvire, if he's mechazik a tvire, that is, or that also goes into the category of Meleches Teifer. It's very interesting. There's a machlokes harishonim. There's one have to make a knot over here. The Mishnah Berurah says for Dover Pasha, is he have to make a knot? We see that the stitches are loose. So what's going to prevent it? This is called a toifa. A toifa gufa. If there's no knot, you're not chayiv. Agavucha, I forgot to mention that what the Gemara says, that if it's not a tvira shal kayom, if there's no knot, so the Rambam says this is not, there's only two tviras. If there's three tviras, it will hold without a knot. But al kaponim, by two tviras, you need a knot. So now, here we have may say achut shal tvira. So the Mishnah Berurah names on for a dover poshit. If it's two tefillah, you have to make a knot, and others say you don't have to make a knot. That isn't for both. But al kaponim, we have here a chiddush, if someone is mashbiach a meloche, it falls into the category of that meloche. That zuhi tefirosei. That was one memre of Rav. A second memre of Rav. Va'aloimed dover echad min ha-mogush, the person learns one thing from a mogush, chayev mise. Stamis chayev mise b'day shamayim. What is this? Va'aloimed dover echad min ha-mogush. What does a mogush mean? Ha-mamshich ha'il avayde zora, a missionary. Afulu dvar teire osa lulmeid mimenu. One is not permitted even to learn a dvar teire from a mean. If his interest is a missionary, he wants to be mamshech l'avoy de zore, one is not permitted to learn anything from him. We'll go a little further, we'll elaborate a little on this. V'ayedeya lachshev tkufas ha-mazolos. If a person knows how to be mechashev tkufas ha-mazolos, v'einay choshev, also l'saper heimenu. So one is also l'saper heimenu. There are two pshatim in also l'saper heimenu. The Ben Yayoda wants to say one pshat is that l'saper heimenu, that also l'saper shvachay. One is not, if this person is, it can be a very big Talmud Chochem. But if he was able, he had the ability to be mechashev tkufei samazolets, ve'enei choshev, is also l'saper shvachay. That is one pshat. We'll see why later in the Gemara. And the second pshat is the Liyarabi says that one does not say over advar teire mishmoy. That means he's that's also a saper heimenu to be misaper something that he said. We'll go a little further and we'll get a little clearer in the Gemara. Megushte. What is a megushte? We said before, Aloimed of Rechim Namogush. What is that? Chav Shmuel, Chad Omar Charshi. One said that he's a mechashev. Chad Omar Gidufi. One says he's a mean, he's a missionary. He's a moishach. Tis time the Rav Omer Gidufi. No, my Rav Zutra Batubi Omer Rav. Haloi, medover Recha bin Amogish Chayiv Misa. He said, if one learned something from Amogish, he's Chayiv Misa. This Al-Kadai Tachar, if you'll say Rav Hel, that a mogush is a machashiv, haksiv loisil medlasai, she should not learn, and it seems from the Ritas Loshna Parsha, we're learning from the Goyim, should not learn from the machashvim lasais, avalata lo meid lohovin alohiris, so I said, she allowed to learn from a machashiv, if your intent is lohovin alohiris. And here Rav says, if you learn from a mogush, you chayiv mises, hakochach mogush is not a machashiv. This time, Sarai. Omar Rab Shimon ben Pozi, Omar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapo. Kol ayoidea lechashev b'tkufa isa mazolets, of a person who is capable to be mechashev tkufa isa mazolets, ve'ein eichoshev, olav akosav oima, v'espoyel Hashem lo yabitu, v'maise yodov lo yro. What is the kefal haloshen? So the Ben Yehuda says, we'll see in Rashi, if a person knows how to be mechashiv, the tkufis and the mazolois, so he knows what's going to occur. If it's going to be a rainy winter, he can be a whatchamacallit, he can be a weather forecaster. He can tell you if it's going to be rainy, sunny, whatever, what's going, he can tell you asidus. So memele, so that's vespoyel Hashem, what the Rabbein Shalom is going to do lo yabitu, he doesn't want to look, he doesn't want to see the results. Maise Yodov is, that's the mazolos and the Keichovim and the Cham and the Levon, the Loiro, he doesn't look at us, he's not misbein in what the Poel Hashem is. Omer Rav Shmuel ben Nachmanu Rav Yochanan, minayin shem mitzvah ala odom lechashev tkufes and mazolos. It's a mitzvah. Shenema ushmaltem vasisem, ki chochmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ha'amim. Eize chochmo bineshi la'inei ha'amin, that the umes ha'ilo ma'amakya, have yoyme ze chishuv tkufa yisa mazolis. This mitzvah, the Sfas Emes is mesupik, when do you do this mitzvah? Mestama was speaking about a Talmud Chochem. So he's mesupik, so he mevatel Talmud Teire. Or maybe when he can't learn, then he does this mitzvah. He's mesupik. From the Ritva would seem like it's a mitzvah. Just like he mevatel Talmud Teire for all mitzvahs, this is also a mitzvah. She mitzvah la odom lechashev tkufa yisum azolik. Ki chachmaschem ebinaschem la'inei ha'amim. And one of the tachleisim of this inyan is that we'll see in Rashi that through the chishuv of the tkufas and mazolos, one was able to forecast what's going to happen. And they're very accurate. And that showed to the umas ha'olam that there was no koyach atzmi in the mazolos. Because if one could forecast in advance what they're going to do, so we see they're not balei b'chir and balei koyach. A person who is his own bala boss and can do whatever he wants, so his actions are not repetitious. That means he can change, he can do whatever he wants. Something that someone or that is does something to say there in a pattern, there's a certain pattern, so you see he is not a bal koyach. The umas ha'olam were under the impression that fakel they were oivdei keichovim u'mazolis, because they thought that they're flexible, they can be mashpiyah toiv. And fakel from this pu'ule of chishev of the cheshbin, we see fakel that they're only mishalsim of the rabbeinu shel olam. The ein bem koyach l'shanes mashegoz aleim u'makirim gdulas koinoi. And from this we can see the godless of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Let us see Rashi. Vayoideya hani tla shmaitze shaminu rav zutra merav ki adodi vegarsinu. Amgushe damrinen b'chol duchte, whatever we hear in Shas, amgushe, what exactly is this? Rav Shmuel pligibo, what this is? Chadom acharshim, chashev. Vechadom agidufi. Min ha'oduk ba'avoy dezore, u'megadif tomid es Hashem, u'meisis anoshim la'avoy dezore. That is a magushi, a missionary. Yisalka da'et ha'arshi, v'taymu mishum d'chsiv lo yimotzei b'cho, v'kochoshiv mechashe, v'oksiv lo minei lesil medlasis k'dei shetase. V'lohovin shetuch olamid behem,
to understand the kunsen of a mechashvin. V'myasen novi shekel of onecho shetovin shum mechashev. So that you're allowed to do. This time the gedufi, the sakocha rav holds that amgushi is a gedufi. Hilkach called dvorov, called dvorov. Demet dovarech is tal gyub shatan aposik. Called dvorov divrei avoydu zore. Vihistalik me olov shelo yasiyech. So memele, run away from him, shelo yasiyech. The Ben Yehuda says the smiches of these two aloches is, he says, just like I may say a chut, by pulling a chut, you mechaber beis chatiches hanivdoles liyes echot, the dibur of a convincing person is also mechaber the leiv haloimeid im leiv haamgushi liyes echot. That means this is also a dover mechaber. Don't think that you won't get attached to him. There's a dover hamoshech, the koyach hadibur is a dover hamoshech, and you'll get attached to him. That's the smichas haparshis. La'enei ha'amim, la'enei ha'amim, shechochma hanikeresi, shemar olam simin ledvorov, behilo chachama v'amazolis, shemeidin kedvorov, sha'oimer shana zugshume, v'hichein, shana zugshune, v'hichein, שכל הייתם לפי מעל החכמה במזל איסר, מלד איסר, במזל תולי, הכל לפי ישר מסחלס לשמש בכניסס החכמה למזל. So ממילא, so this is המסחלס לשמש בכניסס החכמה למזל. So the Ben Yehuda says that by חישוב מזולויס and תקופויס, the shvach of Chal Yisrael. And since he's not mechashiv, so he was meineya the shvach from Chal Yisrael. So therefore, also l'sapere meno, therefore one should not tell his pezen l'cheshvach, because he does not deserve to be praised if he was meineya praised from Chal Yisrael. Zog Taisvis, am gushe, perish ba'oruch, the pligi boho da omar apopa. This machloikis of Rav Shmuel. Megushte, Rav Shmuel, chado, machashi. What are they speaking about? So Rashi says, am gushe domrinim b'chol duchta. Well, it says am gushe in shas. So what does this am gushe mean? The Orich did not learn like this. The pligi boho da omar rapopa beilu megalchim. There's a member of rapopa neilu megalchim. That he says, pare am gushe hoya. Pare wasn't am gushe. So in Rav Papa's memory, Rav Shmuel's chaylik, what is pshat the parah was an amgushi? The pligi Rav Shmuel, but my doma Rav Papa, Rav Papa was after Rav Shmuel, so they're chaylik in Rav Papa's memory. So wherever this is brought down, so we have a klolus tike machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, what is pshat in amgushi. Zogte gemore weiter. Hatzod tzvi. A person captures a tzvi. Tana rabo. Hatzod chilozai. If a person captures a chilozai, the hapoitzai. What is hapoitzoi? So Rashi says, doichekai biyodav sheyeitzei doma. He squeezes it together to squeeze out the blood. Eine chayiv ela achas. He's chayiv only one. Alts tzeide. Alts poitzoi, he's not chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda oima, chayiv shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, ye chayiv tuchatois. One alts tzeide, and one alts als dosh. Shai Rabbi Yehuda oime ptsiye bachlal dishe. Amrulai ein ptsiye bachlal dishe. That's the machloikis. The machloikis is ptsiye squeezing out the blood of a chilozain, does this fall into the category of dishe? Or doesn't it fall into the category of dishe? Omar rove my time at rabono, kasovre ein dishe elo legdule kalke. They hold that Tisha is only by Gedulei Karka.
let us see Rashi. There's no chiyah for psiyah. In Rabbi Yehuda's psiyah bechlal dishe, shemefarek domei heimeno, he is separating the blood from the guf achilosen, kemefarek tvue mikashin shalom. And the Rabbonon hold, ein dishe elo begidulei karke. Where do we find Malachas dishe? When they took out the chitim from the kernels from the psoilus, so that's dafki gidulei karka. The Rishash asks a very pertinent kasha. He says he doesn't understand. He says if you had ptzias chilozin in the asiyas hamishkan, they made chilas from the chilozin. So if the whole melacha of disha would only be you learn out from the samemonim, that there was mefarik by the samemonim, that was the only case he had mefarik in the melachas hamishkan. So mamel was very good. So mefarik was gedulei karka. So that's melachas mefarik is gedulei karka. Mefarik, you can't learn out not gedulei karka. But he said this was also in the mishkan when they made the dam chilozen. That's how they made the dam chilozen. They squeezed out the dog. So why can you learn out from this pool in the Mishkan? They needed this to make the trailers. So Mamela, so how could you say such a yisoy then psiya ain disha ella begdule karke? There was disha in the Mishkan by the chilozen. That's the Rishash's kasha. Fartik. But on Kaponim we have ya machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim if one is chayiv als mefarik. You're killing the chalozen. You take out the blood, you're killing the chalozen. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, shepotzoi meis. We're speaking about that when he squeezed it out, the chalozen was dead already. So that's why there's only a shaila of mefarik of dosh, but there's no shaila of netilus nisham. Rava omar afilutay mishepotzei chai. It could be that speaking out shepotzei chai misasik huaitzel netilus nisham. He's misasik eitz on the tilus neshama. Exactly what this means, we'll see in Rashi. Frek de gemore vabaye verove domri tavayu moide Rab Shimon bepsik reishe velo yomus. Rab Shimon is moide by a psik reishe. What he's saying is misasik eitz on the tilus neshama, it's a psik reishe. And for the gemore shani hoche de kama de isbe neshama tvei negelei keheche de leitzol tzive. That means he does not want it to die. Because Kozman, it's alive, so the blood that comes out, it's a very clear blood. When he dies, so the blood is not so clear. So the Gemara answers, he does not want it to die. So let us see in Rashi now, there's a big machlekes harishainim, what is pshat in the misasik and the teretz of kihechi, that it's leinichale. Let us see Rashi. Misasiku eitzo netilas neshama. The Gemara asked, let him be chavos netilas neshama. So Rav said, is misasiku eitzo netilas neshama. Kloima, what's that eitzo? Legabi netilas neshama, legabi the meloche of netilas neshama, have a misasik bedavaracha. He's not oisik, he's not a bashaftik zechnish. In Netilas Neshama, he's interested in doing something else. Vulayhami Meleches Machsheves. It is not Meleches Machsheves. She'enei Meskaven Sheyomos. He does not have Kavona that it should die. So now, looking at this Rashi, we have a Gemore Misasik. Rashi Vavtarayin in Meskaven. And then Rashi says Meleches Machsheves. Rashi makes a Meiridikim Kugel over here. So we have to understand what does Rashi mean. Dachsach mir Pshat and Rashi is as follows. Let's work backwards. Rashi says that the Gemara means she'ene miskaven. He's not miskaven that the behemoth should die. Now, we mentioned once, the gedder of ene miskaven means as follows. Dovo she'ene miskaven means I am doing one thing, and another thing is occurring from what I am doing. That means, let's say, moicheksus, moichekedalto. I'm putting a beged of sharpness on myself. I'm putting it on to show people how it looks. There's no aveira whatsoever with that. But by putting on this beged, the beged automatically is mechamen me. So I'm not miskaven for the chimum, but the beged might be mechamen me. So I might, even though it was put on with the purpose of levisha, of the purpose of lahalos to show people what it looks like, but it might end up being a levisha. I might become nischamim from the beged. So that's called, I'm doing one thing, and a second thing might occur. That's a dovah sheinim miskaven. If it occurred, it occurred, but I didn't want to do it. That's a dovah sheinim miskaven. Now we know a dovah sheinim miskaven is muta b'chol ha-teirah kula. The proof of the pudding is meichek sus, meichek kedalko. So memele, so that dovah sheinim miskaven is muta b'chol ha-teirah kula. Here, let's go backwards. Rashi says it's ene miskaven. He's not mechaven that it should die. And this is very good. There's two things over here. I want to take the blood out. I don't have any interest whatsoever that the chilazon should die. And fakelt, he might stop taking out the blood before it dies. He might not. He doesn't want that the baby should die. Fakelt, so take doch nicht. So he's taking, we'll see later in the Maskonos HaGemara, he's trying as hard as possible to make sure that the baby should not die. I mean, so just take out the maximum amount of blood that the baby should still, that the chilazon should still be able to live. That's his intent. Lamaise, it could be he won't be too accurate, it might die. So that's a double shayne miskaven. He's taking out the blood. So I'll call upon him. So here again we hear this is a beautiful dovah she'enem miskaven. I have an intent to take out the blood. I have no intent that the chalazon should die. But lemaise, this might be a weak chalazon, and then if there's X amount of blood taken out of the chalazon, it might die already. So these are two things that are occurring. I'm being oisik and taking out the blood, and I'm being oisik and he might die, but it's ene miskaven. That's the gemara's kasha of ene miskaven. That was the teretz of Misasik. He's Oisik, and he's not Oisik legabi netilus neshama. He's doing something else. The might occur netilus neshama. Now, how does Rashi come in with all of a sudden with Meleches Machshevet? Go, good morning, Meleches Machshevet. Some say he says legabi something else, but he brings a meiridike ran in Sanhedrin. The ran in Sanhedrin says as follows. The ran in Sanhedrin says, that this cloud that a dovo she'eni miskaven is muta works only by lavin. Why by lavin? He says because by a lav, he says you never see that a shegig of a lav should need a kapora. He says could be that a lav, if a person does a lav b'shegig, there's no dini shemayim at all. The avail of a lav is that I know that it's also and I do it, that's a lav. But if I did it b'shoigik, so memeila, I did it unintentionally, there's no dinei shemayim. Zokteran, so therefore, ene miskaven is also muta. It's also done unintentionally. So therefore, meichek sus are allowed to wear a beged, even though maybe unintentionally they might come and be oiver and isa levishe. So just like a shegik of a lav is nishkefelech, an unintentional being over the lav is also nishkefelech, as long as it wasn't done intentionally. So a davar she'enei miskaven is muta dafke by a lav. By chayve krisus, so he says a chayve krisus, he says, you see, if you do it b'shegik, you chayve kom. So who had been a davar she'enei miskaven will also be chayve by chayve krisus. We have by Shabbos, Shabbos is a chayve krisus, v'aval piken, Daf al pike da dove shene miskaven is mutter bei Shabbos, goy ve rodem kise ve savso, that's by Shabbos, and there's a heter vene miskaven. He says, Shabbos is special because by Shabbos has meleches machshevez. Meleches, there is a special dinner of meleches machshevez, so by Shabbos we can use the heter of dove shene miskaven. But any other chayvi mises, even though it was ene miskaven, there's no heter of ene miskaven. That's what he says, an ene miskaven goes in golus. That's what he said, in golus by ene miskaven. And only he says, only by Shabbos is the heter of ene miskaven of melachas machshevas. So this is pshat in Rashi. The Gemara said a teretz, the Gemara is the kash lalmi mechayv al satilas neshame, and for the Gemara, his intent is not to be made to neshame, his intent is to take out the blood. So it's a dovo shayne miskaven. And if it's ayne miskaven, we have to melachas machshevas. And Rashi's like the Ran in Sanhedrin.